This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 8, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A Boeing 747-200 freighter operated by Michigan-based Kalita Air crashed shortly after takeoff from El Dorado International Airport in Bogota, Colombia before dawn Monday morning. Local media reports the plane was carrying a load of flowers bound for Miami. The plane's flight crew reported an engine fire shortly after takeoff. Contact was lost soon after that. The Associated Press reports the plane came down on a ranch home about 15 miles northwest of the city, killing two people inside. All eight of the flight crew survived, although one is said to be in serious condition. We'll have more details when available at aero-news.net. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association, the union representing FAA controllers, reports what it calls an ugly close call at JFK Airport Saturday night. In its statement, the union says, quote, "At approximately 8:30 p.m. EDT, LAN Chile Flight 533 was taking off from runway 13 right. At the same time, Cayman Airways Flight 792, a Boeing 737, was executing a missed approach on 22 left, which runs perpendicular off the end of 13 right. When a JFK Tower air traffic controller saw that Cayman 792 was executing the missed approach, he gave instructions for the jet to make a left turn to avoid the departing LAN Chile 533, which was told to turn right over the water. But it was too late. The paths of both jets crossed," unquote. NATCA says controllers at the New York TRACON saw the radar targets of the jets merged on top of each other and estimated their closest proximity at 100 feet. The FAA Monday declined to confirm or comment on the incident to Business Week. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is expected to announce soon how he'll deal with the controversy in which the U.S. Air Force chose Northrop Grumman and Eads to supply the service's new aerial tanker, followed by a challenge of the award by Boeing. The Government Accountability Office last month issued a non-binding report stating the Air Force made significant errors in evaluating the two proposals. U.S. Congressman Norm Dix represents Washington State, where Boeing has a major manufacturing presence, and he's a senior member of the House Defense Appropriations Committee. He warns of dire consequences should Air Force officials ignore the GAO's recommendations and stay with Northrop's KC-45A. Quote, "I have urged them to come up and talk to the Hill, because if they make a unilateral decision that's wrong, all hell is going to break loose," unquote. Dix added, it's likely the Pentagon will reopen the KCX bid for competition. The largest U.S. airline's rate of on-time flights this past May was higher than in both the same month last year and in April of this year. The Air Travel Consumer Report from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics also says rates of flight cancellations and mishandled baggage declined. The 19 carriers reporting achieved an overall on-time arrival rate of 79.0% in May. Airlines canceled 1.0% of their scheduled domestic flights. Hawaiian Airlines and regional carrier Pinnacle Airlines led in on-time arrivals, while American, United, and Continental were at the bottom of the list. You can find more detail in the text version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. Bell Helicopter puts its civilian tilt rotor at arm's length. Eads says it is officially negotiating to sell a majority interest in Cicada. And why did the nose of a 757 collapse with a bang during a flight? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Robert Poole of the Reason Foundation. We'll talk about a new commercial airport being built with private funds in Branson, Missouri. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.